The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Lord Budden, to look ahead to the best of the action on Sunday. Three contests coming up at Ayr, and we'll do our best to point you in the direction of a winner or two. John Budden, how are you?
I'm pretty well, actually. I'm recovering. Had a terrible cough caught from Lady B earlier in the month, but it's improving.
Good. It's been a while since I've done a podcast with you as well, John. Nice to have you back.
Yeah, it's very nice to be back, and indeed. And I wish the naps were going better, but a new season tomorrow.
It is indeed. Sunday sees the start of the new naps table. So, everyone's going to have renewed hope, aren't they?
Reinvigorated, yes,
hopefully. We've been put away for the summer and for the winter even, and we'll hopefully be able to come back and make a decent fist of it. I mean, going down to the wire this season, so certainly some interest there. As for yesterday's action, John, nice card at Sandown. The ground, I think, was a little bit of a leveller, perhaps.
Ruined by the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, really desperate. It was a most attractive card at Sandown, and some really good horses running, but the ground was simply ghastly. And I just do hope we get a bit of sun and drying weather, and clerks of the courses, do not water.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were some horses that you could visibly see weren't going on the ground, and as a result, the jockeys didn't give them a particularly hard race. But that's going to, I mean, I think you can almost look at the form, if you're looking back at the form in a few weeks' time of that Sandown card, don't disregard it completely, but I think you'll see a lot of reversals if the same horses meet again on better ground. Because you saw, I mean, one that stood out for me was, I think, Telescope in behind. What won that race? Was
Noble Mission.
That correct? Frankel's brother. And Telescope, I don't think he was hit once with the whip. You know, he was given very much a hands and heels ride, and it was encouraging. But I think that he'd beat Noble Mission next time out, in my opinion.
Yes, I think you're probably right. Everything was correct for Noble Mission yesterday. He'd run already a typical Noble Mission race at Newbury, in which he ought to have won, but he didn't go past the winner. Narrowly beaten, bit of an old rogue. He hates to get his nose in front. But he was fit, whereas both Sky Hunter and Telescope, probably needed the run. And he was suited by the ground, and he was positively ridden, and he was never going to be caught. But I agree with you. I thought Telescope ran a particularly promising race. All Michael Stout's horses seemed to be needing their first run just a little bit, and bearing in mind the ground, it was a very promising reappearance.
Definitely. What else caught your eye yesterday, both at Sandown and elsewhere?
Well, at Sandown, a couple of things. In the classic trial, Western Hymn won, Workman. I think, didn't like the ground and got up under a good ride from Will Buick to win. He was 14-1 for the Derby before. I can't see he's going to be a really serious prospect at Epsom on that ground.
No, I'd agree with that.
And the last thing, of course, was that I napped Garswood, and virtually every person at Sandown appeared to back Garswood. Backed in from sort of 9-2, 5-1 to 5-2 favourite, started last, finished last. Absolutely desperate. What they're going to do with Garswood, I do not know. Up at Doncaster, just two things caught my eye. Excellent ride by Graham Lee on Clever Cookie, Peter Niven's hurdler, in the long-distance handicap. Clever Cookie's a decent horse, and won a series of good handicap hurdles, beaten in the Scottish Champion Hurdle, but looks on that form to be a horse who might well pick up a few more races on the flat. And Eric Alston's always been very complimentary about his sprinter Red Baron. Unlucky in a way to be beaten up Musselburgh first time out last week, but did the job well at Townmore. And I think this horse could go somewhere in sprint handicaps on the Northern Circuit.
Agreed. Nice horse, that one. Okay, well, we're going to focus at three contests on air taking place on Sunday. Decent ground here. We've got good to firm in places, officially. And, well, it's quite a change, isn't it, compared to the Sandown card that we've just seen, provided it does stay that. It'd be nice to actually have some nice, firm, proper flat ground, wouldn't it?
It will be. And generally speaking, the ground dries out pretty quickly at air. Mm. So assuming they don't get any rain, and it does look as though the west side of the country, Alex, has escaped the worst of the rain.
Oh, good.
The ground should certainly be good at air. I hope it doesn't get actually just too quick, because one or two of my selections, you know, would like good ground.
Yeah.
But might be just a little bit doubtful if it was good to firm.
And of course, such a quick turnaround here. It was the Scottish National just a fortnight ago, wasn't it? So straight away in with the 5 furlong handicaps, and that's where we'll start at 3 o'clock. Class 5 event with 9 runners down to go to post. Interesting contest, this. I mean, all the three races that we're going to look at air are just typical air contests where you get the same horses turning out again and again. But you often get a different winner each time because they're all sort of the same or similar ability, and it's just which one is the more leniently handicapped on the day. A few here, I mean, Megalika arrives in great form, but he's carrying quite a lot of weight. Other horses, Jim Goldie has two here, Rosse Chancer and Go Go Green. Jinky's won here, Dark Opal has won here. Salvatore Fury is generally consistent. You could give a chance to almost every horse in this race, couldn't you, John?
Yes, a typical minefield, which is the reason why, of course, I've gone for it. Megalika, you mentioned weight. I think he's got too much weight, Megalika. Mm. Although, in contrast, I suppose we should say that Alan Bailey's horses, when they come up to air, often run well. However, I think he's got overburdened at the top of the handicap. I'm expecting Alan Berry's horses to run a great deal better this season, and I thought Pearl Blossom might show a bit of improvement on Savile form. You mentioned Salvatore Fury just briefly. Keith Dalglish and Salvatore Fury, very consistent horse, and if he gets a little bit quick, I think Salvatore Fury is a serious danger to my choice. I'm going Jim Goldie at local course. Go-Go Green ran well on Friday. Whether he's pulled out again quickly, I'm not sure. Rosse Chancer is my choice here. Rosse Chancer, Graham Lee in the saddle, taken out at Musselburgh. That's my only worry, because he was taken out at Musselburgh on because the ground had quickened up. I hope it doesn't get too quick. I don't think it will. Rosse Chancer, very much a Scottish sprinter. And Jim Goldie's horse is in great shape, you know. How I didn't nab Johnny Delta when it won at Musselburgh. And Titus Bolt won again for Ian Dalglish just recently. His team going really well. Rosse Chancer is a decent sprinter, likes to come late. I think there'll be a sharp pace here. And hopefully Graham Lee will put Rosse Chancer's head in front inside the final 50 yards.
OK, Rosse Chancer at the pick there in the 3 o'clock. Next race that we'll look at is the 4 o'clock. It's a handicap over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. A Class 6 contest with 12 runners down to go to post. Not the strongest race, this, John. Of the three that we're going to look at, arguably the weakest. But something's got to win it. Where should we start with this?
Well, I've chosen this race on purpose, in fact, Alex, because there's a horse here, Call of Duty, who I think is nailed on for this race. It's a very weak contest, as you say, and I'll get to Call of Duty in a moment. We just might mention a couple at the top of the list. You're in the Will has been running pretty consistently on the all-weather, and might, back on the turf, take a hand. Jim Goldie's got another possibility here in Latin Rebel, who's been well fancied to score in this sort of company several times, but has been placed and not yet won. And that brings us down to the reason why I've gone for this race, which is the chances of Call of Duty. Now, Call of Duty is trained by Diane Sayer and will be ridden tomorrow by her 21-year-old daughter, Emma Sayer, who's been Miss Emma Sayer for as long as we can remember, but has recently turned conditional. And she's actually riding quite well. She rode Bright Abbey to a long-priced win at Wolverhampton shortly ago, and she was on Call of Duty at Musselburgh last Sunday. Now, this horse has been completely out of form for about 2 years, I would think, Alex. I don't know when it last won, but I imagine it was something like 2011.
It was August 2012.
Yeah, just a little bit later than that. But since then, nearly for 2 years, it looks as if it lost the plot. Tried over hurdles, didn't like it. Back on the flat again, did nothing until last Sunday, when, out of the handicap, drawn badly, over a mile too short, it finished third to Echo of Light, finishing like a rattlesnake inside the last furlong at 40-1. Now, that was the first time the horse had shown any enthusiasm for 2 years. And on the strength of that, this is only a Class 6. All Call of Duty's got to do is to run up to that form to be involved in the finish in this race. He'll have the ground to suit. He's well drawn today, and he's over a slightly longer trip, which should improve. So that's why I've gone for Call of Duty. And I will be a bit disappointed if he's not in the frame anyhow.
Okay, Call of Duty, a confident selection there in the 4 o'clock. The final race that we'll look at is the 5 o'clock from Air. It's a handicap over 1 mile and 5 furlongs. 7 runners got to post for this one. A lot of course favourites here. Forest Flyer and Grand Diamond, both for Jim Goldie. Jim Goldie also runs a Southside boy, so he's got almost half the field here as Jovial Jim. An interesting one down the bottom is Sergeant Pink for Diane and Emma Sayer once again, who's been plying his trade over fences over longer trips. I think it was in for the Grand National, actually. So
he was entered, yes.
Yeah, so this one back on the flat certainly won't be lacking in stamina, I think it's fair to say. But as I said, quite a few horses that do like it around here. I'm gonna guess here, John, that you're going to plump for a Goldie horse, but which one?
Well, I'm not, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
If I was plumping for one of the Goldie trio, it would be for Forest Flyer, who I think likes this particular course better than any. Philip Makin's in the saddle, too, gets on really well with this horse, owned by the wife of the chairman of our racecourse. And Forest Flyer is a decent sort of stayer who can win at Air over trips from 1 mile 5 to 2 miles. Just a word about Philip Makin. Philip, the power Makin's having a bit of a problem with his weight at the moment, but my goodness, he rode a good race at Musselburgh on past muster. I'm just interested here in the Linda Perrott horse. Now, we know generally that our horses take quite a lot of time to come to their own, but when they do, they tend to run well at Air, where she has a pretty good strike rate. And she's running a horse called Jeannie Mack, a mare who was desperately unlucky not to win a small race last year. And I remember PJ McDonald, who's ridden her in most of her races, saying to Linda Perrott, "I'm going to win a race on this mare before she comes out of training. She's desperately unlucky not to have done so already." It just strikes me, with PJ McDonald in the saddle, Jeannie Mack is quite well weighted, and it is possible that she will actually beat the trio from Jim Goldie. So I'm just going on a little bit of a whisper there, Jeannie Mack to run well for Linda Perrott and PJ McDonald.
Okay, Jeannie Mack the pick there in the 5 o'clock. Great stuff, John. Can you just spin us through your three selections at Air on Sunday afternoon, please?
Well, the 3 o'clock, we hope the Rosset Chancer is going to come late and fast. The 4 o'clock, I really do pin my hopes to a good run from Call of Duty. And in the 5 o'clock, Jeannie Mack to give PJ McDonald and Linda Perrott that long-awaited win.
Okay. Lovely, John. Thank you very much for your time. As ever, lovely talking to you. And best of luck with those selections at Air on Sunday.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.